Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It's from Black Club Chicago. John Hansen has our report this morning. And John, I am hearing so many people talking about this Savannah Bananas-inspired team now in Chicago. Fill us in here.
Yeah, Bob, I knew you'd love this story. As a big fan of the Savannah Bananas yourself, as I know. Yes, a new professional baseball team coming to Chicago, and it's looking for players, or as we could probably say, performers, right? I mean, the Savannah Bananas, they're kind of like the Globetrotters of baseball. I think everyone knows this by now. Sold out Sox Park this past summer, looking at Wrigley Field next summer, and it's going to be a team called the Chicago Snowballs. It's going to be a co-ed team, and they're looking for athletes who can do it all. So if you play shortstop and the tuba or something, right, together at once, if you can catch a ball, then juggle it, you might be what the team is looking for. So they're going to tour the Midwest. They are not in the same league as the Savannah Bananas, but I imagine we're going to see some of these teams popping up all over the place, Bob, trying to capitalize on what the Bananas and the teams they play against have really kind of done. We'll be curious to see how it all works out, but the Snowballs have the tryouts January 5th to 9th out in Rosemont, and then the season starts May 3rd at Kerrywood Field up on Rockwell on the northwest side. And I don't know, Bob, you're a legend in the 16-inch softball league. I'm sure you got a skill or two you could try out.
I'm not big on things like that and donkey baseball, but man, if this Snowballs thing is half as popular as the Bananas, they've got a winner, don't they?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's talk about what's going on at Fulton Market. This is going to be good news for fans of Home Alone, isn't it?
Yeah, when I saw the sign that they put up at Prince Street Pizza, that's at 939 West Randolph, I just saw the sign. It said Little Nero's Pizza. And I'm like, I know that from somewhere, but I couldn't nail it down. And then when I read the story, aha, that is the fictional location where Kevin famously orders his cheese pizza, scares off the delivery driver by blasting audio from the gangster movie. And this is a pop-up at Prince Street Pizza. They've teamed up with Disney Plus to transform the Fulton Market shop into Little Nero's, the fictional pizzeria place. It runs through Wednesday, so just a couple days left on this. It started over the weekend. Yeah, Little Nero's pizza boxes, redesigned menus, and other novelty packaging, and they renamed their cheese slice the Lovely Cheese Pizza, which is what Kevin kind of ordered it as. And inside the restaurant's packed to the nods with movies, including a Winnetka license plate and a polka clarinet lessons, of course, referring to the band that Kate McAllister hitched a ride with on the way back with John Candy. So if you can't make the pop-up, Easy Street Pizza has decked out their Park Ridge location with all things Home Alone as well. So if you're in the spirit, there you go.
Yeah, and the place we're talking about, 939 West Randolph Street, that's Prince Street Pizza, right?
Yes, sir.
And finally, now I don't know about the Liars Club, but apparently they have quite a Christmas tradition there, don't they?
They do, and Lindsay Rice, one of our freelance reporters who is always writing up our bar stories, she loves this beat, talked about the Liars Club, which has been around for 30 years. It's a kind of and if you've never heard about it, you're not to be blamed. It's a nondescript kind of three-story brick building at 1665 West Fullerton Avenue. It's flanked by the Chicago River and an industrial corridor. In fact, the Liars Club, which is based in punk rock and been around for 30 years, most people think it's closed. In fact, you see a lot of reviews saying, oh, this place must be closed. It's not, but that's kind of the way they like it. It's an underground dive place, and since 1996, they have done a Christmas night extravaganza involving a giant ice sculpture in which you can take shots from the luge, and they have different the ice luge, and there's different themes and different performances, and the money goes to benefit great causes. This year, the ice sculpture is a nod to their the politics perhaps of the owner not really happy with customs and border patrol agents in the city. I won't say what it is, but it has to do with the ice sculpture and ice themselves, and you can read about it at blockclubchicago.org. But it's a real interesting read about how the place even opened up 30 years ago. Apparently, someone from the Eagles used to live in the second floor and helped in the mid-90s fund the start of this thing, to invest in it. And the owner started it up as a 27-year-old. And now he says 30 years later, some of the regulars' kids are coming into the Liars Club. And that's driving them all a little crazy. But they've had different themes every year for the Christmas extravaganza. And it's always gone to benefit kids in the area. They've got a bunch of events around December where they donate either to buy coats for kids or different programs they've done over the years. So it's a really interesting read. And I think it's one of those stories, Bob, where they don't want all of a sudden to become too popular. They like being a place that is a little off the beaten track.
Yeah, it is. 1665 West Fullerton Avenue, the Liars Club. Thanks for telling us about it, John Hansen. More at BlockClubChicago.org. Thank you, John.
Take care.